with me, my friend. We shall descend to the world of the unknown and forbidden. Down to the depths where the veil of time is lifted and the supernatural reigns as king. Come with me and listen to the tale of Out of the Sky.
Certainly, there is in all the vastness of the universe many worlds of which intelligent life has developed. Watch the sky on a clear night, and there you will see flickering in the darkness of Earth night a thousand suns stronger than ours, and the satellites of these suns will be invisible to us. And the fraction of the fraction of the universe we see will seem immense, and we will be in awe of it. Already men's minds have turned to the stillness of space. Already his thirst for knowledge has led him in imagination on many an expedition into space. The most primary things we know. But there remains a world, a universe of things we don't know. And if there is life in other worlds, how advanced is it? How much farther have they progressed than have we? Why would it not be possible for them to learn the secret of space travel long before we were even close to the answer?
I wonder who that can be.
I'll get it. Yes. Well, that's strange.
Who is it, dear?
No one. There's no one out here at all. I don't know if somebody... those reports, Jeff.
I can't understand it, Tom. A man and his wife who died, an airplane that crashed, several people killed in their cars, and several mysterious explosions. I just can't understand it.
Sabotage, maybe.
I don't think so. Sabotage involves destruction of a country's production potential, propaganda, that kind of thing. These people who died in their cars, a man and wife they found dead in their home, that's not sabotage. They don't work that way.
Why is it happening, then?
I don't know. That's what's almost driving me crazy. These people who have died, except in the smash-ups, there isn't a mark on them. Nothing to show how they died. No clues, nothing at all.
One thing. Do you notice how this has all been centered in one section of the country?
Yes, in the southeast, not far from the Atlantic coast. Mm-hmm.
And around this one town, right here on the map. One isolated town.
There's a report here I didn't show you, Tom.
No? What is it?
Came in a short while ago. Traces of radioactivity have been found at each scene of disaster.
Radioactivity?
That's correct. Carlson here. Yes, Tom Dakin's in here right now. It has us puzzled too, Major. No, we haven't learned anything else. Yes, sir. Yes, I understand. Goodbye. That was Major Williams.
So I gathered.
He wants us to go down there.
Oh, when?
Just as soon as possible. He says he's pretty sure this isn't sabotage. That he thinks there's something far more terrible than that in back of it. Tom Dakin and I got reservations on the first plane out. For reasons of security, after the first few reports, a censorship had been placed on any further news from the disaster area. We landed at one of the southeastern coastal cities and took a train the rest of the way. Be there, Tom.
Yes, I know.
Why so gloomy?
Well, we don't know what we're fighting. What's behind everything that's happened?
That's what we're supposed to find out.
Yes, I know. And that's what I'm afraid of.
As soon as we reached the town, we got in touch with the local authorities. They took us on a tour of some of the disaster sites. We finally wound up at the lone house where the man and his wife had died. By that time, it was 9 o'clock at night.
The chief said he'd wait out in the car for us.
He's probably tired of seeing these places.
The chalk lines on the floor show where they found the bodies.
And these pictures show us the position they were in.
Yes, but they don't tell us anything.
Let's check the radioactivity. Use your Geiger counter.
Right. And it's radioactive, all right. Move over a little closer to where the bodies were lying. Jeff!
Yes?
What did they say the reading was before?
2.
Well, something's crazy, then. This reading is 4.3.
What?
That's right.
That must mean the radioactivity is increasing.
But how?
I don't know. Can't answer any more than... Listen.
What do you hear?
Turn that Geiger counter off.
Right.
Now. Do you hear it?
Yes. Like a high-frequency hum.
Where's it coming from?
You tell me.
What's that? That's an explosion from outside.
Come on, we'd better see what it was. Tom.
Yes, I see it. Where that police car was waiting for us.
There's nothing there now but a pile of smoking metal.
We'll return to the tale of Out of the Sky in just a moment. To the Hall of Fantasy and the tale of Out of the Sky.
Tom Dakin and I had been inspecting the house of the couple who had mysteriously been killed. Outside, a car waited for us. Suddenly, we had heard a strange humming sound of a high frequency. And then we had heard the explosion outside. We ran outside only to discover that the police car was a mass of smoking wreckage. Tom, nothing left but a pile of smoking metal.
Yes, I see it. What could have happened?
I don't know.
We'd better send a wire to Williams and get him out here. I don't like the looks of this.
We got back to the hotel as soon as we could. We decided to call Williams when we got there, but upon arrival, we discovered that Williams had sent us a wire saying he would join us just as soon as possible. He came in on the noon train the following day.
Jeff.
Let's go meet him.
Right. Oh, he sees her.
Looks worried.
Good to see you, Carlson.
Dakin.
Anything wrong, sir?
Let's get out of here. I'll tell you then.
Have you seen all the places where the accidents took place?
All of them.
There's something strange about that, Major.
What do you mean? You must mean the radioactivity, Tom.
That's right. Major, those early reports mentioned radioactivity.
Yes, I know.
The original reading was less than 2. Now it's 4.3.
What?
That's right.
And I might as well tell you what I know. We received a report from an airline pilot about a strange ship.
Oh?
Yes, that's right. According to what he said, it didn't look like anything he'd ever seen before. That there wasn't a silhouette of any ship on Earth that looked like what he saw.
What did it look like?
It was circular in design.
Like...
Yes, that's right.
We told you about what happened last night.
Yes. Good thing you weren't in that car.
Who are they?
Visitors from out of the sky, Dakin.
Out of the sky?
Out of space, if you prefer.
And you believe the pilot's story?
Yes, I do.
But why did they come here?
Well, they're not friendly, we're sure of that. And they're concentrating on this area. That means their ship is somewhere around here. We have to find that ship. No matter what the cost, it and they must be destroyed.
Kept out of the town proper so as not to frighten the citizens. Another battalion would arrive the following morning, and then would begin the long search to locate the mysterious visitors from out of the sky. About 7:30 that evening, Tom Dakin went out to visit some of the places where the accidents had occurred. We had set up camp with the troops in the edge of town. It was 9 o'clock when he returned.
Jack! Major Williams!
What is it, Tom?
Look, I went out to where some of those automobile crashes took place.
Yeah?
I took the Geiger counter along.
What happened?
The reading's up again. It's over 5.
Did you check just one site?
No. 3 of them. The reading's over 5 in each place, and one of them was close to 6.
It means that radioactivity is increasing.
But why? And another thing. The area of radioactivity seems to be spreading.
Spreading?
That's right. Jeff and I checked them yesterday. Now, one of the officials with us said the area seemed larger than it was before. Tonight I discovered it was larger than it had been yesterday, and I'll lay even odds it'll increase by tomorrow.
Come here a minute.
I have a map here with every site in which an accident occurred. Let's take a look at it.
For one thing, all those little marks you have on that map seem to be in a definite pattern.
Yes, I noticed that earlier.
Look, the whole town is encircled by these spots.
And they seem to be spaced at regular intervals throughout the town, too.
And they spread.
What did you say, Major?
Each of those little spots you see in the map represents a radioactive area, Carlson. A radioactive area that is spreading all the time. It's like a fire. See how the town is ringed with those little spots? And see how they're spaced inside the town? The area of radioactivity is moving in from outside the town, and from those spots inside, it will spread and move out. Spread like a fire until the whole town is nothing but a mass of radioactivity.
And the people must be evacuated.
That's right, just as soon as possible.
Mr. Williams, someone to see you, sir.
Tell me, you're the man I should see. Major Williams?
Yes.
My name's Kincaid. I own a farm about 15 miles from here.
What did you want to see me about, Mrs. Kincaid?
I'm a spinster, Major. It's Miss.
I'm sorry.
You shouldn't stand on ceremony, I guess. I saw something funny I think you ought to know about.
For heaven's sakes, what is it?
I got a lot of property, Major, and there's a lot of woods on it. I was out this evening just walking around the place. I like to do that, you know. I was walking down near the South 40. That's where the woods is the thickest. And I heard a queer humming sound.
Like a high-frequency hum?
I don't know what frequency it was. It was just a hum. I didn't know what it was, but I walked into the woods anyway. And then I saw it.
What did you see?
Funniest-looking thing I ever saw in my life. Big and round. And it glowed. It seemed to be surrounded by a circle of glowing light. It looked like a ship of some kind. The kind you might imagine would be a spaceship.
Will you take us out there?
That's what I came for.
This may be the thing we've been looking for. Come on.
We took a jeep. The four of us drove through the night to Miss Kincaid's farm. Even she was silent as we drove out there. And the thought uppermost in our minds was, what would we find out there? Who were they? And what did they look like?
I've never been so bruised in all my life.
Oh, is that the woods up there?
That's right.
I don't see anything up there.
Oh, the trees are too thick. Can't see a thing till we get inside the woods. There's a clearing near the center of them.
Well, this is as far as we can go. All right. Let's go.
Well, I'll lead the way. You just follow me.
She's not making all this up.
I don't think she is. It fits in too perfectly with what we know.
Yes, you're right, Major.
Yes, I hear it.
It ain't far now.
Look. Look up there. There seems to be some light.
That must be it.
Strange kind of light, like a phosphorescent glow. It's getting stronger. We're getting very close to it.
Yes. There it is.
Well, what do you think of it?
It's just like you said, Miss Kincaid.
Want to go up close and get a good look?
Don't be a fool. The thing is surrounded by a radioactive circle. If we stepped into that band of phosphorescence, we'd be dead within a matter of minutes.
It's frightening. Sitting there, something completely alien to this world.
Not only alien to this world, Dakin. But bent on its destruction.
You are listening to the tale of Out of the Sky on this week's journey down the corridors of the Hall of Fantasy. We'll return to our story in just a moment. Back to our story. An original tale of fantasy featuring Everett Clark and Carl Grayson entitled Out of the Sky.
The four of us stood there at the edge of the clearing. Before us loomed a circular disc surrounded by a band of eerie luminescence.
Put the Geiger counter on, Tom.
Right, Major.
I'll move a little closer.
Don't go any farther, Tom.
No, I won't.
There's no danger. Look, I'll walk right into it.
Stop, don't go in there.
There's no danger.
Stop her! Wait a minute. Look.
There's no danger. Not to me.
Do you see what's happening?
The sight that frightens you. We are far ahead of you, Earthman.
I was sent here to
discover how progressed you Earthmen were.
And I find that you are barbarians. I am supposed to return to my planet and report on what I have found. Now I discover that I alone can conquer you. I can even assume your shapes. Prepare to meet your doom, Earthmen.
It went into that phosphorescence and then it dissolved before us. And something seemed to float there with no body, no clear outline as to its form.
It said, prepare to meet your doom.
Listen. Quickly.
Get back as far as you can.
Are you all right, Tom?
I'm coming. All right, drop down on the ground. And just pray that we're far enough away.
It's gone.
No. I don't believe it's gone. I believe that it will land somewhere close by here. Look. The phosphorescent glow is gone. The minute the ship took off, it disappeared. And I'm willing to stake my life on the fact that all the places that showed increasing signs of radioactivity are completely safe now. There should be no signs of it until that ship returns. And it will return. Believe me, it will.
As soon as we got back to the camp, we sent details out to ascertain whether Major Williams' surmise was correct. It was. Every place which had shown traces of radioactivity had lost it. For the moment, we were safe.
Do you think it's gone back to wherever it came from, Major?
I don't.
And you think it will strike again? Somewhere else?
Not somewhere else, Carlson. It will return to this area.
Why?
The preliminary operations were begun here, Jeff. Evidently, that ship must be on the ground in order for it to increase the radioactivity in those areas which it has already struck. The minute it leaves the ground contact, the radioactivity circuit is broken. It will have to return to reactivate those circuits. And we'll know when it returns when those spots show signs of renewed radioactivity.
But why would they want to conquer us, Major Williams? Why not come as friends?
Perhaps they believe that we'd be hostile to any friendly overtures. I don't know. Maybe they're ruled by a party that wants to conquer planets, just as we've sometimes been ruled by men who wanted to conquer nations.
The visitor said we were barbarians.
In relation to their technological advancement, perhaps we are. But I think that gives us our one chance of defeating him.
How?
I think he's underestimated us. Underestimated our weapons. He landed here in a rural section of the country. He doesn't realize the weapons we do have at our command. And that may be our trump card.
Major Williams sent out a rush order for new troops, as many as possible. By noon the next day, an airlift had been set up. And every few minutes saw the arrival of new planes pouring out their cargoes of men and equipment. Special guards were placed at each one of the points where radioactivity had been charted, with orders that if one of them should show signs of renewed radioactivity, the guard was to contact the command post at once. It was the evening of the second day after the ship had blasted off. Carlson here. Yes. Yes, I understand. Yes. Move away from the center of the danger point. That's right.
The ship has returned?
Yes.
You'd better get the area commanders ready.
That's what I'm going to do.
Major Williams, to all area commanders, put Plan A into operation. The first sight of the ship, notify me, then the air command. They know what to do.
Reports came in from each guard post that signs of radioactivity had reappeared. From where we were, we could hear the reconnaissance planes taking off. The whole camp had suddenly roused itself from the lethargy of waiting to a concerted drive to find the enemy and destroy it. Carlson here. You have? Where? Yes, yes, I have it. Get in touch with air command right away. They found it.
Where?
You'd never believe it. The ship has returned to that cleared area in the woods.
Probably thought we'd never look there. Let's get up there. We've got to make sure our men are back far enough. What we're going to drop is the most powerful weapon in the world.
As
been ordered back beyond the danger point.
Good. I wonder if the thing inside that ship knows.
Listen.
Yes, I think it does know. Why doesn't that plane get here?
The sound is getting stronger.
Maybe this is a trap. Maybe that thing knew what we'd do. Perhaps it can destroy everything in this area for miles around. Maybe that was the reason we were allowed to live, so that we could bring in reinforcements. It can destroy 100,000 of us.
I hear the plane.
They only get here in time.
But if it blasts off,
then we've lost. The first and only battle we'll be allowed to have. They've dropped the bomb. Duck down! Seconds longer, and all of us in this area would have been destroyed.
He said that they were waiting for his report. If he doesn't return, will they come looking for him?
Perhaps. Then again, they may think that we're stronger than they are. Who can tell what will happen? Perhaps the future may bring other visitors, and they may be friendly. Then again, they may be our enemies. We can't tell what will come from